This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
A to the S, to the H, to the London.
Let me introduce you to Ash London Live.
With Angus O'Loughlin and Ash London.
We welcome him back into the studio for the first time. The man who taught me everything I know about radio. Gussie, did you end up ever sending my mum a DP in the end?
Well, you know, I went round. This is a true story. I went round to fix your mum's TV, and it wasn't the only thing that
I will try to fix you.
I was also
sexually.
A bit of a plumber, you know.
Oh, right. Get the just empty the pipes, clean them out. Oh,
you
I regret everything. This is why I stopped working with you, because I became a shell of my former self. When I started Shazam Top 20, we had a swear jar. Because I didn't say even the S word.
Yeah. And then you donated in the first month $20 and you said, I financially won't be able to recover from this. You did it well before Joe King or whatever the lion guy was, the Tiger King.
And Joe then, Exotic.
Yeah, Joe Exotic. That's right.
Gussie. It's
but
good
I have,
to
can
have
I say
back.
The first time that I ever met you? Can oh, the one, Do you want to
yeah,
talk the first ever radio time we hopped in the studio together quickly?
Yeah, go for it.
You were auditioning to Jackie O had just left to another network, and you were auditioning for Take 40. And you want to tell everyone what happened that day?
I got dumped and cried in the car.
She was late by 45 minutes, and she said she couldn't come upstairs. She was like lost downstairs in the car park, but she was crying because her boyfriend had just dumped her. you got the gig. I was sympathetic.
I got the gig, and you know what? Jackie O left. Whatever happened to her? You know,
no one's heard from her since.
No one's heard from her since. And here I am a couple of years later, jobless and pregnant. So that's worked out well for me.
No, I'm very excited to be here for you last week, mate. And I've got the next hour planned
I'm so excited.
Some of our greatest memories from Shazam Top 20 from 2016 or 15.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. 15 it would have been. And the thing is, back in 2015, I was pretty bad at radio. So... You
Amen.
Did plan most of the show, and you'd be like, okay, you know what you're doing, Ash? And I'd say, yeah, no worries. And then we'd
turn
get
the mics
on there,
on.
And I'd freeze. I'd just look at you like, I forgot what I was supposed to do. We've both come a long way. So over the next hour, Gussie's taking the reins. You're going to bring back some of the favourites, walk us down memory lane. I'm really excited for this, mate.
Ash London Live.
Chalk. Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, nom, 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 nom. So I still made the Ash London Live version of Chocolottery.
As if it was going to make a new opener. That would be so disrespectful.
Well, is it the same opener? Because I've got a different opener here, the Shazam Top 20 one. Should we play
let's
it?
Let's hear that.
Yeah.
Shazam Top 20.
Choc. Oh, not sorry.
Oh, nom, 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 nom.
Let's go.
Well, your new producer's lazy as hell. Kai or Sai, pull your socks up, mate.
Kai and I just changed the bed, let's be honest.
This is what I'm dealing with, Gussie. That happened in your day, you would have had them fired.
Oh, mate, I wanted brand new production every week.
So do you remember how this game even was invented? I'm assuming we got sent a box of favourites and you just went rogue one night.
No, it was... Nat Fagan had come to us with a prize idea that had been locked in and I hated it. It was something incredibly terrible, off-brand, meant nothing to either of us. And I went, we're not doing it. And then they went, well, you need a competition spot. And then, Jackie Warner had sent us a box of Cadbury favourites.
Oh, Jackie Warner, we love you. One of the OG fans of Shazam Top 20. So
and
she sent the box.
Yeah, she not even the game. She just sent it because it was like, you know, Easter
Legend.
Or something.
I
and
love
then, yeah, Chocolate Lottery was born.
We're going to do it right now. You're going to do the eating because, I mean, my
blood sugar. Would have wanted to be craving.
No, I can't. I'm fat enough at this point in life. Well, and who knows? Shut up. No, you look beautiful. Maddie from Victoria's up first. How are you going, Maddie?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. Now, are you old enough to have listened to the show when Angus and I did the night show together, or is this a new thing for you?
I sound very young, but I'm 25, so I've been listening
That's
for many
young.
Years.
That's young. And how would you say that we're better than Smallsy by like 30%, 40%, or the full 100?
I'd say the full 100, definitely.
That's my girl.
One of the great Kents of radio. One of the great Kents.
Okay.
All right, let's do this.
Guy's about to walk out of the studio and quit.
FYI, that's his real name. Here is a chocolate that I have got out of a Cadbury Favourites pack. So to let you know some of the flavours that exist, Picnic, Dairy Milk Flake, Dream Cherry Ripe Crunchy, Turkish Delight Boost, and Moro. I'm not eating that.
Moro is the best.
Okay, so I'm opening up the packet. If you can correctly guess by the sound of me eating the chocolate, then, of course, you'll win yourself a Cadbury Favourites pack. Here we go.
Awesome.
I think this is obvious.
This is the easiest one.
It sounded pretty crunchy, so I'm going to go with crunchy.
The game is still good.
She's got one. Ryan from Queensland is up next. Can we go two from two? What's your favourite, Ryan?
Well, I'm a Kiwi, so it's got to be the Moro, right?
Oh, you man. Disgusting human. You're a
but I know you're not going to eat that one. So. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Or will he? All right, let's find out.
I won't. All right, here we go. We've just gone through crunchy FYI.
Yeah.
But still...
It's a softer crunch.
A softer crunch there, though. It's a big hint.
Oh, I want that so bad.
Might be like a flake, maybe.
Oh, is that your final answer?
Should it not be?
Nah.
It was a picnic, mate. It was so obvious. You're going to go home and hate yourself.
Every time you see a picnic now, you're going to remember that time you were just embarrassed yourself on national
if you
radio.
See,
well, I'm glad you chose me to be one of your final... people on the show, Ash.
Good on your
riser.
I love you, sweetheart. Obviously,
and we miss you up in Townsville. We miss you up in Townsville too, Angus.
Yeah, he's talking about me then, Ash.
Yeah.
I used to live in Townsville, you sucker.
Yeah.
Look at Ash thinking she was getting more praise. It's for me.
I've been to Townsville before. Maybe we had a beer at the
Come visit one day with the bub.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Love you, Ryan. We're still going to give you chocolates even though you lost. Kate's from New South Wales is up next. What's your favourite, Kate?
I'm pretty boring. I'm plain dairy milk. I love the dairy milk.
If vanilla was a flavour, you'd be it.
Yeah, just respect it.
It was all right.
Okay, Kate.
Mate,
here we go.
Taking
a bite. Now, a late onset crunch, which maybe
chewy
if you've listened to Chocolate Lottery, exactly right. I've gone through layers to get to that crunch. One more bite.
It's initial breaking through the chocolate layer, then there's some chewiness, and then there's a bit of crunchiness, but it's not a big crunch. It's a soft crunch after a chew.
Okay. I'm going to go with, just off your description, I'm going to go with Boost.
It's a Boost!
She's bloody good, this Kate. Books of Favourites on their way to the West.
I'd like to play an interview which I think, if you didn't look down at your run sheet, you would never have guessed I would bring up on your last week of shows.
Yeah, because you kind of think back and I would have thought it would be a One Direction or an Ed Sheeran or one of kind of the big dog interviews, but I'm sensing that's not what we're about to get, mate.
No, we did a lot of cool interviews across the world together. We were very lucky to be able to do those opportunities, but there was one interview which we both went into with no preparation except that we knew her song was called Fight Song. And that was Rachel Platten. Right?
Oh my God. And this was loosey goosey.
The loosest interview I've ever done to this day. I'm not sure if it is for you. The video, which I'm sure Trin will put up online, is hilarious of the interview itself. But I'll tell you one thing you might have forgotten. We went in there, obviously, with no prep except for knowing her name in the song. And the other thing was there was a ex Today FM breakfast radio show personality who was waiting for their interview after hours.
Oh, I forgot.
And do you remember?
I don't know. Can you mouth who it was?
Okay.
You didn't mouth. You whispered that.
Okay.
Wow.
And she was furious.
Oh,
do you remember? She was furious because we had that interview. We had the greatest interview of all time with Rachel Platten. She was meant to go next with her show, and then she had like a mundane, boring chat, and then she. She said, from now on, I'll always go before them. I'm going to press play on this. This is just a collage of some of the craziest moments in an interview that Ash and I did with Rachel Platten.
How are your rapping skills?
Very strong.
Okay.
Because very strong.
You're among friends here now. Like, you've given us the perfect segue, and this is something that Angus and I live for. So, Angus, drop a beat.
Here we go. Give me a topic, Rachel Platten. I'll rap about it.
Okay. Boobs.
Oh. Easy. Yeah. Some call them a memory and some call them the titties. I like my boobs and I can put them in a fisty. Fist-sized boobs. I'm not asking for too much. Just a little handful. Size of your fist.
So he can touch.
Yeah, you got some beautiful little titties. I want to rub my hands on them. Is that little cheeky bits?
Oh my God.
What do you think?
What'd you think?
That was unbelievable.
Do you want to have a go?
I mean, okay, this is like improv. Always say yes.
Always say yes.
Actually, that is not a good message to spread out on the radio. Don't always say yes.
Yeah, you probably don't want to be doing that, especially me after about 10 drinks at a nightclub.
Yeah, no.
Don't say yes.
Angus Dillard got us thrown out of a nightclub on the weekend because I don't know if you remember this. You pulled your pants down when I was doing a Snapchat and security tried to eject you.
What?
Just the ass.
I mean, I thought it paid off. There was record views on your Snapchat
record
for that one.
Record views.
Hey, Rachel Platten, if I gave you like $50, would you do a feature with 2 Chainz?
2 Chainz?
Yes, I would.
Yeah?
Would you rather do 2 Chainz or Pitbull?
Ooh. Oh, my God. Pitbull, absolutely. Yeah, because
you're my
Mr. 305.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, please.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like a roof on fire.
Oh,
we go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like a roof on fire.
Do you know?
Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and watch the roof on fire. I'm on fire.
I'm a fireball.
Fireball.
That was nice.
What, you didn't know? My pants came off. Took off the pants, felt it, just went with it.
What?
You're lucky the undies didn't come off as well.
You're a guest. You're a guest in our house.
20 more seconds of that chorus and one of us would have been pregnant, Rachel Platten.
So in the end, 3 of us were dancing half naked around the studio to Fireball while about 25 people outside, half of which were her team from America, half of which were other shows producing. It was an absolute mess. And I think I saw her like a year later in LA and she said to me, that's still my favorite interview of all time.
Yeah, mine too.
So, you know, we were unprofessional, but we kept it fun. And I respect that.
Well, we've kind of mentioned at the top of the show that when you started on Nights Radio, you were a God-fearing, young, innocent woman. You weren't young. You're probably 35.
Shusha. I was like 29.
But you were a much different person to the person you were at the end of the year. And the way and not in the way that you changed.
I grew up.
Yeah, you grew up and you changed me as well for the better. And by the time we knew that our friendship and bestiness had solidified, it was in our last ever show back then where I had made references throughout the years to your boobs.
Yeah.
Now, not in some way of sexualizing them, but because it shocked me that somebody who had such a large mammary had never weighed them.
Yeah, and this was something that I brought up many a time. I complained about my boobs a lot. So it's not like, you know, and I wasn't awkward about it, but I had never weighed them and I promised I never would weigh them. Mm. And then on the last show we did together, I guess as a gift to you, I agreed, the time has come, let us weigh the breast.
All right, so we're over on the portable microphones on the other side of the studio, behind kind of a screen, a privacy screen for Ash, so that no one except for Sexy Vi-Vi, who's a friend and a confidant, sees dem titties. Girls, I have my back turned to you. I'm facing the camera. This is being filmed. You won't see much X-rated stuff.
You see nothing X-rated whatsoever.
Let's find out how much, finally, Ash's boobs actually weigh.
Bailey's trying to come in with an extra camera. I'm just going to say that is absolutely not going to happen. No. And he needs to go back to his desk.
No, Bailey Dolphin. He's 18 years old. He's just 18. Going through puberty. No. The actual
teenager.
Okay. Is so enticing.
I'm putting the breast on the plate.
How much does that delicious fat weigh?
Don't make me laugh because I won't get a proper reading. I can tell you that.
Finally, 14 months of waiting.
The weight of each breast is 895 grams.
Does that make it 1,700 grams?
1.8 kilos.
1.8 kilos of titty? What are you rocking? Are you serious? They're the biggest titties I've ever heard of. High five. And that is the final segment on Shazam Top 20 Forever with Ash London. How much do them titties weigh? What a night!
The funniest part is that I remember now we took callers and people guessed.
People guessed. And we had the phones light up.
I've never, more phones than the Chocolottery.
It had, do you remember it had 14,000 votes on Twitter?
Well, Gussie, that doesn't have to be the end of this journey because as you know, I am very, very pregnant.
Oof.
And you've got a baby of your own. You know how much the mammary glands increase when they're ready to feed a child. So
it would be a great honour to see 34-week-old breasts.
I've got the kitchen scale right here.
Okay.
I'm just going to turn the zoom camera up a bit.
Yep.
So it was just under a kilo pre-pregnancy.
What is your estimation, though? Yeah, okay.
I reckon if at least double to 2 kilos each.
Each?
Yeah.
No, that's quadrupled.
No, there were 980 grams each.
Okay, sorry.
But I reckon they're about 2 kilos now.
Look, when we were on the Skype before the show started tonight, you stood up and you showed me a bump. And it's much bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
But your breasts are still easily resting on 3/4 of that huge, huge stomach.
It's true.
I'm going to say they're 2.4s.
Oh, my gosh. Shy Guy, are you too shy to make a guess, or are you happy to get involved with this?
I'll just do my bit here and play the drone when we...
All right. Okay. I'm lifting the breast up onto the...
Now, Adrian, your husband will come in with a camera to get that side angle
for drone.
Oh, my gosh. That can't be... That cannot be right. That cannot be right.
How much?
2.53 kilos each.
I know your body. I've said it. I've said it for years. I know your body. That is huge!
5 kilos of titties!
And the real winner here is Adrian. Oh.
Wow. There's, you know what? There's no other way that I'd want to finish this hour out than
it comes full circle, our relationship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. This lucky little boy is never going to run out of milk. One would hope.
Congratulations, Ash. I want to say that you are my favorite radio announcer. You're a passionate person and what am I going to say?
Oh no.
You're a champion. Well, you're a champion for Australian music. And I just hope that this radio station continues with music being the front focus of it all, because you've set that up for the last few years. And if they dropped away from that, it would be a real loss for music in general, but especially for Australians. And I love listening to your show, and I loved being part of it for the last hour.
I love you so much, mate. We'll be friends forever.
I love you, mate.
You can't get rid of me.
I'm still owed an MC at a wedding.
Yeah, well, get married and I'll MC your wedding. Make an honest woman out of your baby mama.
Nah,
stop that. All right, guys.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.